It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It has been said that literature can be the key to unlocking the imagination, and I would dare say the key to unlocking the soul. I and You by Lauren Gunderson is a play that looks into that, and Barry Carmen is directing that for the Blue Barn Theater, and he is here with me live. Good morning, Barry. It's great to have you here.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us about this play, I and You. What is this about?
Well, it's about two young people coming together and sort of defining themselves against one another. They're teenagers. One, Caroline, is a young girl who's homebound, waiting on a liver transplant. And another is Anthony, and he's a classmate from school who comes to her door unannounced with a copy of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. And through Whitman's poetry and through conversation and through a lot of sniping and gentle companionship and stuff and nonsense, they basically reveal themselves to one another and us.
What is the actual age of your cast members? Are they actually teenagers, or are they just a little older?
Early 20s.
Early 20s, okay. So, still very young in terms of you and I.
Very so, true, very true.
So how did you work with these folks? Because some of the themes that you're dealing with are, mm-hmm. are themes that are beyond their years, mm-hmm. theoretically speaking. So how were you able to impart some of this to help them see through the writing and see through the experience?
Well, you know, you think the themes are beyond their years, but, you know, what Lauren has done so well is just recall, I think, everybody involved in the production to that time in their life and how those very themes and burdens were very much a part of their realities. And I guess you find yourself remembering that youth is not always immaturity and that the burdens that they face are just as large and huge as the ones we do in our day-to-day life. So I'm not sure that I had to grease the wheel in any way. You know what I mean? They were in it from the start, and I think they recognized those themes as the themes that they and all of us face. So.
Oh, very good. For you in preparing to direct this, how deep a dive did you do into Whitman?
Well, you know, the play is, it focuses, and this was, you know, luckily, focuses on one poem, his play, poem Song of Myself, which is a rather long poem that he was revising and editing and adding to for, you know, over the course of his entire life. But that made the job a lot easier. Walt Whitman is a huge pool, and you can quite easily drown in him.
Yeah.
And he can save your life as well, so that's cool.
Talk about your dichotomy.
So, yeah, it was a lot of close line work with the poem itself and how it becomes used in the play that I focused on. And then we had some excellent dramaturgical support from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's Walt Whitman Archive, who lended their insight into the piece and the figure of Walt Whitman and his impact on American culture and letters. So,
oh, very cool. There are some folks that you've kind of teamed with in different ways. You've just mentioned mm-hmm. one. Well, there were a couple others you and I were talking about off air. If you wanted to mention them as well, that have helped out with this production.
Absolutely. So there, Caroline's waiting on a liver transplant, and there are a couple wonderful organizations. Live on Nebraska, who provide support for donor families and raise awareness on.
And just as a side note, recently in the news, they've just rebranded themselves as Live on Nebraska.
That's right. They were formerly Nebraska Organ Recovery.
Right. Right. Yep. So a little more of the spirit of what they do in their new rebranding name. So.
Absolutely. I love their new name. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. So they will be one of our partners. UNMC's transplant team is another. They will be joining forces on a forum featuring professionals, surgeons and nurses, recipients and donors, donor families. It's talking about the issue. Even though 98% of Nebraskans approve of the concept of organ donation, only about 50% are actually registered. So they're going to be a wonderful partner. We're also teaming up for the third time with UNMC's Science Cafe at the Slowdown, featuring one of the panelists, a surgeon at UNMC Medical Center, Wendy Grant. And then I believe I'm forgetting one more.
Fair enough.
And I'm just going to...
Sure.
Right. Okay, so the archive is also developing a lobby exhibit in the at the Blue Barn for featuring poems, notes, images by Walt Whitman himself.
So very good. More information is available at bluebarn.org. Starts January 31st, runs through February 24th. It's called I and You. Barry Carman is directing it, and he has been our guest this morning. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming out on an extremely chilly day.
Thank you, Matt.
Break a leg. Do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.